Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to go through the team list Tuesday that have just dropped for round 10. Going to be a massive week of NRL, Supercoach and everything alike. I'm going to spend the weekend over there in Auckland. Once again, anyone that has a pub, restaurant, anything that would like to wine and dine me, please slip in the DMs. We can do some social media content and whatnot. That'll be good fun now that I'm done scrounging around for free food and a bit of clout. Kathmandu, how are you?
That's a little insight into what I have to deal with every day.
Every day.
You'll only take things if they're free.
Yep, that's how we do things. All right, Teamless Tuesday, Kat, what do we got?
All right, the first game is Thursday, 7:50. This one's up at Suncorp, and it is a Dolphins home game against the Seagulls.
Yeah, Dolphins-Seagulls. For the Dolphins, we've got Herbie Farmworth who returns to replace Tessie New. No sign of Hamiso yet. We'll talk about it more on Beers and Break-Evens. We've heard a few little birdies twerping around. Sounds like Hamiso is going to return next week.
Twerping? So
twerping. Yeah, what's the word that I should say?
Tweeting.
Twerping. I'm sure they would twerp if they could, Kat. That's embarrassing. Let's move to the Seagulls. Lachie Croker is out. Carl Lawton, he starts in the 9 jersey. Gordon Chan, Kum Tong in the 14. And Ben Trbojevic returns to the side as well. So Burbo lining up on the right-hand side. Kat, what are you tweeping for the second game, for the Friday games?
Now we're tweeping.
I don't plan to get it right anytime soon, so brace yourself.
All right, this one is Friday. It's Penrith versus Dogs. It's in Penrith at 6 p.m.
Okay, for the Penny Panthers, Isaac Tungo out of this one. Paul Alamotti comes in at center. Outside of that, no major changes, but Nathan Cleary, he has been named in the 7 jersey. He was last week, obviously, so we'll see how we go. But I've got a feeling, Kat, that Nathan Cleary would be very, very keen to play this game. 1 at home, 2 against the Canterbury Bulldogs, pretty much the Penrith reserve grade side. For the Doggies, Connor Tracy named in the extended squad. So I would imagine that if Connor Tracy is available, he will come in at fullback. But that's the only change to the Canterbury side. Late game Friday night. Where are we? Who are we? What are we doing, Kat? Having a shocker today. Take us away.
This one's at Combank Stadium, 8 p.m. kickoff, Parramatta versus Brisbane.
Parramatta and the Broncos. For the Eels, at fullback, Blaze Talangi named to replace Clint Gutherson. I personally believe this is Blaze's best position, so I'm keen to see him go around there. Micah Sivo returns on the wing. Ethan Sanders at 5'8". Once again, the edges will be Sean Lane and Ryan Madison, so Bryce Cartwright coming off the bench. Wouldn't be surprised to see Bryce go into the starting side, Maddo come to the bench, or Bryce not be in the side at all with his injury. For the Brisbane Broncos, Corey Oates comes in on the wing to replace Jesse Arthurs. Josh Rogers from the Clouds starts in jersey 7. I don't mind Josh Rogers, to be honest. I reckon he's a decent little footballer. Jack Gosse will make his Brisbane Broncos debut off the bench. And it is worth noting that Saylor is on the extended bench. Super Saturday, Kat, what's doing?
Well, this is one that your mate Hammy is driving all the way to in Tamworth. This is a Tigers home game against the Knights. Kickoff at 3 p.m.
Yeah, the old Jackson Hastings Cup up there at Tamworth, 3 p.m. Tigers, Stafford Toa named at centre. Brett Naden moves to the wing. Galvin has been named at 5'8". I believe there's a bit of an injury cloud around him. Bud Sullivan named in the 7. I don't know whether he was the first choice or not, but obviously young Latu Fainu out of this game with a hamstring injury. Appy returns at 9, at least has been named. Really interesting. Bateman returns back to the edge. Isaiah Papali'i moves to jersey 13. So over the last 3 weeks, they've had 3 different locks. Very interesting what Benji's doing there. For the Knights, Tyson Frizzell returns. He's been named on the right edge. Dylan Lucas moves back to the bench. I personally think Adam O'Brien should play Tyson Frizzell off the bench, leave Dylan Lucas on the right edge, play Frizzell through the middle. That's just my take on it. We'll see how it plays out, though. What's the – oh, your team, Kathmandu, 5:30. Talk to us.
This one is at the Netstrata Jubilee Stadium, 5:30 p.m. It's Dragons taking on the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Now, for the Dragons, Lomax returns to the wing because Moses Suli has come back into the side. Worth noting, Luciano Leilua is on the extended bench, so if he's available, I'm expecting him to come in. For the South Sydney side, I fucking don't know where to start here, so I'm going to read you through the team list. Trell Mitt returns at fullback. Great to see. Shibasaki named on the wing, just coming down from North Queensland this week. The other wing, Isaac Thompson. In the centres, Jack White and Michael Cheekham. Cody Walker at 5'8". Dion, the young ball player out of the South Sydney Rabbitohs, makes his debut at halfback. Congratulations to him. You would have seen him carving up the trials at the start of last year. Played for Tonga in the offseason. Congratulations to him. David Mwale and Sean Kepi start in the front row. Damien Cook at 9. Keon Kolomantangi and Jai Arrow on the edges. I'm actually shocked Jai Arrow is playing, to be honest with you. Looked to me in all sorts last week. Their lock forward, Havili. On the bench, Peter Mamazelis, Talis Duncan, Thomas Burgess, and I believe also it is Matt French's debut as well. Might have played previously, but I think it is his debut, so congratulations to him. Their extended bench, Bentley Hape, Skelton, LeBlanc, Chase Chapman, and Alex Johnson. So hopefully, if AJ is available, hopefully we can see him come in there. Just want to keep an eye on jersey 20, Liam LeBlanc. He is one that I really, really like. I think he's got a big future in our game. All right. Oh, that was an experience. Cat, I feel like I need a nap. Take me to the late game.
Okay. I was looking at that team list as well. It's
something special.
It's got something to it.
Yeah. It's got something to it.
And the Matthew French, he is debuting.
Congratulations to him.
Congrats. I was going to say congratulations. And it just
a little bit too formal for your liking.
Wowza. Okay. Storm vs. Sharks. This one is 7:30 p.m. at Amy Stadium. So they're down in Melbourne.
Yeah, for the Melbourne Storm, obviously Ryan Papenhuyzen out of this one. We want to wish him all the best with his recovery. But our boy Sua Falongo gets his opportunity. Obviously a guy under an injury cloud himself. So we'll wait and see for final team list and whatnot there. But Falongo named at fullback. Very exciting. Anderson, Grant Anderson comes in on the wing. Tyron Wishart moves to 5'8". Cam Munster goes to 7 to replace Jerome Hughes, who is out this week. For the Sharkies, mate, absolutely smooth sailing in Cronulla. 1-17. This is a big test for the Sharkies this game. I think this is the game we've all been very impressed with the Sharkies outside of that Tigers game. They've been fantastic all season. I'm very, very keen to see how they go against this Melbourne Storm side. And I don't think anyone would be more excited for this game than Craig Fitzgibbon and the Cronulla Sharks themselves. Good opportunity to show what they're all about in 2024. Sunday footy, Kathmandu, what is doing?
We're at Allianz Stadium, kickoff 2 p.m. for the Roosters versus the Waz.
For the Chookies, Daniel Tupu returns. He was named last week, then got scratched. We'll see if he features in this one. Victor Radley returns in jersey 13, which pushes Connor Watson to jersey 14. Brandon Smith named in the 9 jersey despite an injury cloud. And Spencer Lenu makes his return from his suspension as well. It's one of the great benches I've ever fucking seen, the Roosters at the moment. Some of the names on there extended, Wong, Tupanua, Sandon Smith, Egan Butcher. They are absolutely stacked at the moment, the Chooks. For the New Zealand Warriors, no major changes here. Kate Ball obviously had an injury mid-game last week. Barnett moved out to the edge. Jazz Tavanga comes in on the bench with Adam Pompey as well. Last game of the week, Cat, man, do. What do we got?
What's doing with the Cat Man?
Okay. Love that.
Titans versus Cowboys, another Queensland derby.
Fuck me.
It's every week. It's relentless.
It's got to stop soon. I wonder if it's got something to do like the start of the year when it's a bit warmer, they're trying to sneak them all in. I've got no idea what to read into it.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But that is what's taking place at 4 p.m. on the Gold Coast.
On the GC.
On Sunday.
For the Titans, fucking from the clouds here, Chrissy Randall named it 5'8". I would assume they're just going to let Kieran Foran take control of this side and Randall's just there to be a good defender. But I'll tell you what, Kat, I thought my days of playing 5'8 were over. Maybe I'm still a sniff if Chris Randall's getting a bait. Wild. Sam Verrill's named at 9. One that I am very excited about with the Titans, Keanu Keeney named on the bench, an absolute star. We're going to get a fast track there up on the Gold Coast. Very, very interesting when Desi Hasler puts him onto the field and what position he plays as well. I think he'll just play a bit of a roaming. I don't think he'll give him a position. I just think he'll let him go out there and play footy. For the Cows, no major changes here. Chad Townsend was obviously out injured last week. He returns in the 7 jersey. One to keep an eye on, though, Braden Burns on the extended bench has gone from the South Sydney, what would you call them, the South Cares team. I think he was leading that to now being potentially in the starting side for the North Queensland Cowboys soon. So a pretty wild turn of events for Braden Burns, but he's always been a very good footballer. Mm-hmm. Is he in my draft team? Maybe. No comment. Am I a little bit biased and I want him in there? Maybe, Kat. No comment. Once again, though.
You've brought up his name so many times today.
And I'm going to continue to.
Yeah.
Watch yourself.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking. You've got enough Cowboys in your draft team. No, I don't. I've got to have them. I'm like Ash Ketchum over here. I've got to have them all. Pokemon reference. Like that?
Yeah, I love it. Love good. A bit of the old Pokemon.
Love that. All right. They are your Teamless Tuesday for round 10. We got that done at 4:24. That might be a new PB for us, Kat.
I think so.
Absolutely flying. So now you guys can do the maths yourself at home.
I mean, we're just waiting for you to get your shit sorted on time. It's every week.
Fucking have a listen to it, would you? Have a fucking listen to it. You know what? It's 4:24. So now you guys at home can keep track of when it actually gets uploaded.
Wow.
You can keep track of how long that takes, Kat. Wow. See who's doing their job better.
Stop talking. I need to upload.
Stop talking. She needs to get on the frogging toad and start uploading. Thank you guys for joining us once again on Teamless Tuesday. Fuck, I am done. I'll see you next time. Cheers.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.